with us, you are with us with your glory, with us your holy love. Oh, we thank you, Lord, we praise you, we praise you forever.
Thank you. us today, Lord, to serve you. Help us today to praise you.
Amen.
And help us, Lord, to live in your presence.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that we can improve along each of these lines. Lord, we can serve you more acceptably. Lord, we pray that you will help us and let us have grace that we might serve acceptably. We pray, Lord Jesus, that your praises will be in our mouth all the time. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll teach us how to use that weapon of praise. May our praise be more in God. Lord, that our worship will be in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, dear Lord, that you have help for us not just to continue to serve and continue to praise, but Lord, enrich our service and enrich our praise. And Lord, enable us to be in your presence all the time. Oh Lord Jesus, to walk with you every moment of this day. Lord Jesus, in this meeting and throughout the day to come, Lord, we commit everything to you. And Lord, we pray for the whole camp this morning.
Amen.
Lord, that you will help them also. Those that are serving in the other ends of camp, Lord, give them the strength they need to serve you today. Lord, moment by moment to receive. Dear Lord, we thank you for it. We pray that your praise will be in their mouth, that you'll bless their meetings this morning in the cottage and down in the village, Lord. Come to them.
Amen.
Come to them today, dear Lord. And
yes.
Meet them afresh today, Lord, something new, something fresh, Lord, in their hearts and in their souls. And we pray, Jesus, that you'll teach these children, Lord, what the presence of Jesus is all about. Lord, and that they can know you inwardly. They can know a walk with you. They can sense, Lord, when you're there. We pray, Lord, that you'll make them sensitive at their young age, Lord, to discern what Jesus is and where he is and where he's not. Oh, Lord, help them, we pray. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you will lay your hand upon those that are not well, those with need this morning, physically. Lord, on the grounds, we pray that you will come to them, that you'll lay your hand upon the children that aren't well. Lord, touch them, strengthen them this day, we pray. Cover them with your precious blood. And
yes.
And all of us, we just commit ourselves to you. And Lord, as we've prayed already, Lord, help us to disappear more. Lord, we have to decrease as you increase.
Amen.
And so, Lord, a little less of ourselves today, a little less of our opinions, a little less of what we want and what we think we want and what we know and all our plans and ambitions. Lord, a little less of self and a little more of you. Till it be no more I, but Christ. Help us, we pray. Thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can sing also from that white book, Not I, but Christ. It's number 30 in the white book. Jesus, we pray that you will bring other souls in. Yes. Lord, in all of the families represented here, our friendships. Yes. Jesus, we thank you that you're working. Yes. Lord, and there are more than three pending salvations, Lord. Each one and everyone that don't know you, that doesn't follow you, they're all pending. Lord, because you love them all. And you seek and save all those that are lost. And Lord, we stand on their behalf and we ask you to bring them in. Yes. Bring them in, dear Lord, and save. Yes. Thank you that you go after them. You leave the 99 that are in the sheepfold. And you go after those that are out on the wayside and the hillside, stuck in the briars. You go to seek and to find. Amen. And thank you for that, Lord. And so we pray for not only our brother Elliot's family, but all that are represented here, and all of our homes and families. Save souls, dear Lord. Not only those that we know, but you know those that we'll cross paths with in the coming days and weeks. Lord, we pray that, Lord, our light would shine, and that you would draw through us into the kingdom of God. Make us good ambassadors. Help us to represent the kingdom, Lord, that we belong to a lost and a dying world. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Lord for our sister Sarah. I've known Sister Sarah for many years. I think it was in the 1960s that Sister Sarah was the head counselor for the girls. And I was a cook in the kitchen. And I've seen Sister Sarah all these years, how she faithfully has served the Lord. And more than that, she's always had a word for the Lord, a testimony. Even now, you could hear the strength in her voice from that testimony, but she always had that in her, that great praise for the Lord. And we were talking about serving the Lord this morning, and may God make us faithful when we see how God has helped these older people. I guess I should say us older people. But thank God for people like Sister Sarah and the many who have served at camp faithfully year after year.
Hallelujah.
And God knows their hearts and God helps them. And, they influence us and they have faith.
Thank you, Lord.
They come to camp with faith, and that's one of the things that makes camp tick. People wonder, why, what's so different about camp? Well, one thing is that we're removed from all the distractions of the earth, of the world. We're here alone where we can concentrate on God. But another thing is the faith. People come to camp believing that God is going to do a work.
Hallelujah.
And he never fails us. And he never fails us. Through the years, we've had people who've prayed from around the globe for this camp, for this very property, and for the campers, and for the everything run makes the camp run. And so thank God for them. Thank God for Sister Sarah and for those like her who have been such a great part of Pilgrim Camp. May God help us all as we serve him, and staff, as you serve him. May we do all our serving for Jesus Christ. I remember when I was 16, and I used to get letters from my mom, and she would cite scripture verse about serving only the Lord, and how that influenced me, how I have endeavored to serve the Lord. I remember when I was a cook, someone reminded me of this a while ago that I gave a testimony about this. But I was a cook, and this particular night I had made a pretty fancy dessert. And towards the end of the meal, I got a call from the waitress, the head waitress upstairs, that so-and-so wanted some sugar-free dessert. And I remember the attitude I had as I walked to the cooler. Wow, well, that worked. Dessert. And the Lord spoke to me very definitely. And he said, if it was Uncle Hans, you would jump. Uncle Hans requested her, Brother Ed would, you would do it with joy. And I'll never forget that. And that taught me that I'm serving the Lord, not man. And so I thank God for all He has done through people like Sister Sarah and others, these young people here this season, this period, and older people too. May God help us to serve Him with a pure heart, and He will make us to see results as we've never seen before.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, the more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, but my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll live for Him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. Number 354, that's in the hymnal. 354. Let's stand as we sing, if you'd like to.
My perfect will be.
the Lord. Lord, give Sister Danielle the strength that she needs. In her body, day by day, as she serves you and offers herself as a living sacrifice, Lord, right there in the kitchen, bless her. We thank you for her. We thank you for her life and her givenness to thee. Lord, we just commit her to you today and fresh, and give her that day by day strength that you promise in your word. Amen. Amen. Now you heard Sister Danielle's testimony, and so next year some of you are going to be applying for the job in the kitchen because you get to miss meetings. And there'll be a run on that next year. Watch out. And maybe Sister Danielle, you can get the easy job and be a waitress. Or easier. And the waitresses are looking like you. She's wrong on that. Oh, easy? That's not easy. I'd much rather cut lettuce than serve these boys. But wherever we find ourselves in the service of the King, we want to do what he'd want us to do. And our bodies fail us. I lost my voice. My body failed me. If you find it around, I don't know where it is, but if you find it, let me know. Or give it back. But may the Lord give us the grace and the help that we need. Now, today at camp, just so that you know, after the morning worship this morning, there's a time of prayer in the prayer room next door here. So we'll gather there right after the morning meeting or shortly after the morning meeting and stay until noontime for a time of waiting on the Lord and prayer. So if you can join us, please do that. And then this evening, weather permitting, there'll be a boat ride around the lake again. Some of you maybe had the opportunity on Saturday. Maybe you weren't here. Maybe you'd like to do it again. But tonight, again, weather permitting, the showers are not all day, but they are forecast from time to time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. Hopefully around that dinner hour, it'll be clear and nice, and we'll be able to get out. You'll be able to get out in the camp boat. And the meeting tonight, of course. Also, yesterday it was mentioned a little track that I didn't have, but I recalled The Power of Stillness, something by Dr. A.B. Simpson. And Sister Min had one, and she was kind enough to make some photocopies of this little track. So if you're interested in that and you'd like to read it, something that A.B. Simpson wrote, I'll put them someplace by the door. I don't know where I'll put them. I don't know if I'll split them up, but whatever. They'll get back there somewhere, and you'll be able to get a copy if that's what you would like.